Louise Mann, you and I are in conversation today because you're part of the Clarence Play Committee, which is a group of local residents that are working on a redesign of the Clarence Park Playground, which we are desperately missing. Parents of children are really desperately missing that playground. How have things been for you as a parent and also as part of the group?
It's been a really funny time, I've got to say. and I think, you know, I feel lucky that, you know, we have a small garden here and we've been able to kind of get outside now and again. And, you know, I think having the lockdown slightly lifted in the last 2 weeks has really lifted our spirits, as well as, I guess, the community being out and about. And it feels busy again and it feels like there is life outside of our house.
Absolutely.
and it's so nice to go into the park and you know, it's not my four walls, and you know, seeing other children running around and playing. And I think it kind of gives me hope that, you know, hopefully we're coming through kind of the worst of it. So it's been very interesting, definitely as a parent, you know, with the homeschooling as well. And that's not something I now know I'm naturally good at. You know, and I think in terms of Clarence Play, you know, in terms of the charity, again, you know, when kind of lockdown was announced and playgrounds were shut, you know, we all thought, yikes, you know, what are we going to do here? And you know, we've been looking at fundraising. You know, we need to raise an additional 70,000 to kind of get the park built. And at the beginning of lockdown, we all decided that actually we were going to kind of stop talking about fundraising for Clarence Play. And actually, because there were so many other immediate needs, you know, frontline services, especially in St Albans, that needed funding, and rightly so. So, you know, for the past kind of 10 weeks, what we've been doing is, as a group, locating kind of national grants or regional grants that we could apply for and to kind of raise this additional money that we need. And we have some applications in, which is really exciting. So, you know, we're waiting to hear back from that. And, you know, now that lockdown is, you know, coming out of lockdown, we're starting to think of ways of bringing the community back into the fundraising. And also, you know, we still need people to kind of look at the designs. There are 6 initial designs on the website, and you know, we'd love as much feedback from everyone as possible in terms of, you know, what do you want from the park, you know, looking at space and layout and equipment. So kind of talking again about this is what we have right now, but this is what we could have, but we also need to fundraise for that. Mm-hmm. So yeah. In the past kind of week or so, we're looking at ways of bringing that community spirit back into kind of Clarence Play. And we're looking at doing, you know, potentially some events as well. So one idea that we're looking at is, at the beginning of the year, we decided, you know, what would be great would be a fun run around the park. You know, we're lucky that Clarence Park is such a great park. You know, it's enclosed, it's a beautiful space, it's well maintained. So it kind of really lends itself quite well to a fun run. And again, kind of bringing the children in and saying, you know, do you want to kind of fundraise for a new park and, you know, gather some sponsors and stuff. And obviously lockdown means that probably isn't going to happen sometime soon. So we're now looking at ways of playing with that idea. And this year, Clarence Park turned, I think, 126. It was originally opened, I think, on the 23rd of July. So we're looking at kind of celebrating that birthday by asking the community to run 126 kilometres collectively. So, you know, pledging to run 2K or 5K or 10K towards that kind of goal, and looking at kind of asking, you know, people to sponsor you to do that. So it's a very kind of initial idea, but we're hoping to kind of get it off the ground. So we'll start kind of putting something together and then talking about it publicly on, you know, Facebook and our website and Instagram. So that's where we're at right now in terms of kind of fundraising and working with some ideas of getting kind of the community back into thinking about new playgrounds.
I think the event is a really brilliant idea, and it's so indicative of what the group Clarence Play had in mind, I think, for a lot of last year, because as you mentioned, it's, you know, made up of not only parents but really passionate local residents, and had originally been incepted by councillors Caroline Brooke and Ellie Hudspeth. And the group started last year, didn't it, at the beginning of 2019. And I think we and for listeners that might not know of Clarence Play, I'd be surprised really, because you were at the markets and all sorts of places through the park giving out pamphlets, and there was such a high touch point in terms of the consultative process, wasn't there? Like, you really all went out to get as much feedback from parents as possible. Can you talk to the six initial designs that are still on the website for people to give feedback on?
Yeah, of course. So the six initial designs, so we kind of put together a questionnaire for the initial questionnaire that went out last summer, to kind of really get an idea of kind of what people wanted from a new park. And you know, I think we had about 300 to 400 responses, which was, I mean, amazing. Like, we didn't expect that kind of feedback at all. And I think a lot of what kind of parents wanted and children wanted also, you know, was something that not only catered for younger children, so currently the park caters for up to 8, but there is a huge need for something that caters to kind of children up to kind of 12 and 13. So that was a huge priority for local parents, as well as, you know, safer flooring, more swings, the sandpit, you know, lots more role playing equipment, because it's easy to kind of think, right, we'll have four swings there, a slide here, done. You know, and actually a playground should be more than that, and there should be opportunities for children to really express themselves and to explore their imagination. And that's what, you know, a lot of parents wanted, was, you know, somewhere that, you know, they can get lost in their imagination and make up games. And everyone wanted the sandpit. Like, everyone was like, don't lose the sandpit. <Yeah. laughs> So all the six designs have still got those that sandpit. So and I know that, you know, my children and every other child loves the sandpit so much. So with the designs, the six designs are all very different, and you know, they all have your typical playground equipment, but there are some that are kind of themed around Clarence Play. So one of them has a climbing frame that resembles the cricket pavilion. And lots of kind of opportunities for kind of role playing there. And someone else has brought in, again, the horse and cart. You know, speak to anyone about Clarence Play and they're like, the horse and cart, I remember playing on that when I was little. You know, so one of the designers has kind of thought about how you can update the horse and cart, and, you know, there's like springy horses and things like that. So, and then the other element of what we're trying to do here is really kind of build something that's inclusive to all the children of St Albans, and that was the number one priority for Clarence Play when we asked some of the playground designers to come back with some designs. So really looking at ways that we can bring kind of accessibility right into the playground, so it's not on the peripheral, it's in the middle of the playground, and making sure that the sandpit can be accessed, and there are accessible swings, and, you know, there are trampolines, and there are, you know, lots of opportunity for all children, regardless of, you know, ability or age or anything, that they can all come in and play together as one unit. So all the designs are very different. It was, you know, some of them have a very loud flooring. Some are kind of a nod to kind of the nature and the trees of Clarence Park. So, you know, when I was blown away, when I walked into a room with all six designs laid out on the table, I mean, I was blown away, because every single design is nothing like I've seen locally in St Albans, or actually across the, you know, I've never been to a park that looked like any of these six designs. And it's so exciting. You know, I showed my son some of the pictures. It's wow, you know, there's a big hamster wheel, you know, all of these, and, you know, oh wow, look at this, and I would love to play with that. And I think it's so exciting, and I think it really brings the project to life when you finally see some of the ideas, and you think, and you go to the park now and you think, this could be really exciting, you know, and not only just for the equipment, but more shade.
Yeah.
I know in that summer, the sandpit can be punishing. And, you know, so really kind of listening to, you know, not just spring slides, you know, but actually shade, safer flooring, you know, all of those kind of elements that, that build a really good park for the community. So
The project will the come. I was going to say the project will come to life once 70,000 is raised, and the ways that people can donate are still through, is it a text to donate? Can you talk to how listeners can help fundraise that if they're wanting to really help get the project you know, up and running and in the build phase?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have a text to donate, and we also have a Just Giving page as well. So if anyone would like to donate, they can head across to our website for all that information. They can head off to our Just Giving page. And then there's also, you can text to donate. So if you text Clarence 5 to 70085, that will donate £5 to Clarence Play. But there's all the information on our website. But we are just at the beginning of our fundraising journey. You know, once we raise that 70,000, the build is really quick. You know, it could be built within 3 months. So as soon as we get to that 70,000, it sounds like a lot, but I think there's so much love for Clarence Park, and I think if we can get the community behind it, and I know that right now, you know, the times are tough for everyone, so we understand that absolutely. So, you know, it's, we're asking if you can donate, we would be very grateful. So once we get to that 70k, you know, it could be built within 3 months, you know, it could be really quick, then that's really exciting. So we are at the beginning of the journey, and we have been asked on timelines, how long do you think it's going to take? And it is really however long it takes us to raise the 70,000.